on Construction. Shelby speaking.
Hi, Shelby. It's Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I got your message, but I was sick, so I didn't come back into the office until today. Hopefully.
Fine. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right. It's just a little bug, but hopefully you guys figured out everything with that truck.
Oh, yeah. They found the truck, which is crazy to me. But
yeah.
I mean, it's a huge
it's pretty wild.
Box truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So there was just a few things stolen, but, you know, things are insane in Portland. Like.
Yeah, I've heard that.
People are pretty insane. Like, yeah, there's just so much drugs and homelessness and, like, crazy, like, crime. Like, I just don't go downtown.
Yeah.
And I used to work downtown. I loved it. But
That's how I feel about L.A., so I get it. You know, I don't do L.A.
I know. I have a cousin who lives in downtown L.A., and I'm like, you're crazy.
Wow, really? I didn't even know that people actually lived in downtown LA. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a blessing, though. At least only a couple of things were stolen. I'm sure it's, you know, probably replaceable, you know, and the whole truck itself. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're just so thankful that we got the truck back, and I'm sure they were driving it going, I think I'm a little conspicuous.
It's a huge
truck. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Did they catch the people that stole it or just got the truck?
I don't think so, no. But, I mean, they took fingerprints and looked for evidence. So, who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? But,
I mean, honestly, I feel like they have bigger fish to fry. We're just thankful we got that truck back.
I mean, you know, you would think that would be something pretty big, you know, but in California, theft is, like, legal, basically, now, you know, like, you can, like, steal from stores legally now in California. It's insane.
I know.
It's wild.
That just seems, like, totally legitimate, you know? Like, that's so crazy.
It is. It's so insane. And, you know, and that's that bigger fish to fry, you know? But it shouldn't be, you know? People should obey laws, you know? That's why they're there. But I don't know.
I wonder if they really thought, like, oh, we're going to make this legal and I'm sure crime won't go up.
So I think it was just more, it wasn't so much that they didn't want crime to go up. It was more that they just didn't want to have the prison and jail systems overwhelmed. So when people are being, like, arrested for what they consider, like, petty crimes and put in jail, it makes it so that people that are actually, like, that have commit serious crimes, you know, are not able to be in there. I don't know. Stuff like that, probably. It's probably just more the jail system, you know, than the actual crime itself.
I totally get that thought. But I guess this is, proves that, like, the laws actually do deter crime.
They do.
A certain amount of crime.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's a no-win situation almost. Like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Jesse, let me grab Lorraine. I'm not in the office today. I was just actually pulling up to my office here, which is different from where she is today. So let me see if she's available to talk to you. I'm not sure she's in yet, but hold on.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi. Is this Lorraine?
Yeah, it is. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Lorraine?
I'm doing good. Just getting started here.
Oh, okay.
So, is
Shelby on the line, or is it just us? I'm just curious.
No, she just transferred me. And so it's just, like, I'll take it from here now. So.
Okay. Yeah, so she was just telling me about the truck that got stolen. I'm so sorry you guys had to go through that.
I laughed because we found it. It's, like, the craziest story ever.
Well, this is a conversation I'm definitely going to tell people later. I apologize for their truck being stolen. The lady just cracked up. No, I'm just kidding. That was just a great response.
Yeah,
I love it.
Thank goodness. Still a couple tools stolen, but everybody, you know, everything's okay at the end of the day.
No,
it's just probably
such
some
a blessing, you know, that you guys were able to get it back.
The crazy thing is it's a big box van. It's bright red with a massive logo on it. I'm like, we're in the right mindset with it, but it's like, probably something high.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you'd have to be, like, out of your mind to do something like that, you know? I mean, I guess it must have just been unlocked or something, right? Like, the keys were still in it? Was that kind of what happened?
Yeah, because the guy's, like, just parked at the job site. You know, you kind of settle in, take the tools in, and then you lock up.
Yeah.
And it was, like, within those 15 minutes of unloading.
Oh, my God. So it was just an easy target, but then he was an easy target with a bright red truck.
Like, he must have, like, snapped out of it and realized, like, what am I doing driving in this big, you know, truck? Anyway, the whole thing was weird, but.
Oh, well, and then I was, so you don't know if they were able to catch the person. Shelby said that she didn't think so.
No, I said we're in Portland. There's like no consequences. You know what? I called 911 and they told me, they're like, this is not an emergency. Like, they were nice about
what?
It.
What? No. Are you serious? Yep. No way. You're not. Oh my God. That's crazy. If the cops said that to me and my vehicle was stolen, I would freak out. Like, that is wild.
I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I was nice about it. I'm like, you serious? This is an emergency to me. Like, they told me to call the non-emergency line. Now, to be fair, they did show up like at like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
But, and like, you know, took the details. But no, like, you know, we defunded the police and now it's like,
yeah.
We have police. Everybody's spread thin. They have homicides and other crazy things to deal with. So it's like, geez.
Well, I mean, I was telling her, I mean, California isn't all that much different. You know, it's, I mean, like, legally you can steal from stores here. You know?
Like, up to $1,000.
Yeah. Up to $950. They do keep tabs of people. So once they steal from the same store more than once, you know, then you'll get charged with something. But, I mean, it's still that even to allow, like, legally allow somebody to walk into a store and steal $950 worth of merchandise, you know, especially if it's, like, a small store. You know, I mean, it's like a mom-and-pop place that they're, like, you know, just trying to stay afloat. You know, how is that okay? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's like the Wild West out here, you know? Both sides, it sounds like.
Oh, crazy.
Well, I'm just glad a lot wasn't stolen. I'm glad everybody is safe. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing, but that is definitely crazy that I can't believe that the Portland police told you that that's not an emergency. I mean, car theft is definitely an emergency situation. Like, who wouldn't call 911 for that? I mean, I don't know anybody who wouldn't call 911 for that. You know, that's wild. No. So, Lorraine, what did you guys decide that you wanted to do?
So, we want to do something.
Okay.
We had Google clicks And so our budget for that was $500.
Okay.
And so I'm not saying we're going to, I mean, I just want to know what can we do with like $600-$700? Like, can we do anything? Like what? I just wanted to see what, if we have any options.
Well, sent you all the emails, right? So if you want, we could do the Premier Platinum package, which is the Google ad package, and then add just $100 of Facebook ads on top of that. So it would be $5.99 month to month. So that'd be around that price range. I mean, the Google guaranteed, I don't have any control over the minimum monthly budget for that. That's just dependent on the area and location and the industry. So that's determined by Google that you have to pay 13 qualified leads up front, and then you pay for the lead on, you know, after that. So whatever is a qualified lead after that. But if you just want to keep it at a flat monthly rate and, you know, not go over that, you know, between $500 and $700, then I would suggest the all-in-one package of just doing Google ads with, you know, $100 of Facebook ads on top of that.
So is the Google ad just the same thing I had, but through you guys, not directly through Google?
Yeah, so that's what it would be, but it's also about the management of it. So essentially, basically, when somebody pays for Google ads themselves, they're kind of just putting an amount out there and saying good luck. You know, right? I mean, but we're able to target specific zip codes, cities, manage the ads, make sure that you're not going over any type of budget, make sure that your ad spend lasts you for the month, and that your ad is going out at the peak business hours of the day so that you're able to get the most out of the ads instead of it going out first thing, you know, at 7 a.m. in the morning, being clicked on enough times to go off the day. And, you know, I mean, so that's kind of the benefit in having us manage your Google ads instead of just doing it through Google, because there's no way for a person doing it through Google to be able to do any type of optimization to it or manage their ad themselves other than just putting in the ad money and being like, okay, I hope this works out. You know, does that kind of make sense?
So wait a minute. So what ad are you talking about? Like, I don't remember that part of, I don't remember doing that with Google. Like, you say Google ad, like what's the actual ad?
So it is the pay-per-click campaign. The Google ad is the sponsored section where it says sponsored, right? And then people click on it, and then you're charged a click. So typically the clicks range from like, you know, $5 to $30 a click. That every time somebody clicks on your business name, then you're charged for that. So that would be the click. The Google, here, do you want to pull up the emails that I sent, or do you want me to resend them?
I'm looking at it right now.
Let me see. I'll go back to that.
Trust me, I want to do the Google guaranteed. I just don't have the $2,000 budget for it.
So yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm always going to suggest Google Guaranteed. It's just where you're going to get the quality instead of the quantity, because, you know, that's the thing is with the Google ads, people can click on your business name. It puts you at the top. It puts you above the map section, but it's people click on it and you're charged for it. It doesn't mean that they're calling you or you're making contact with anybody or anything, but the Google Guaranteed is actually that quality phone call. So, you know, Lorraine, it's with the Google guaranteed, you're not going to be spending, you know, $2,000 every month unless you take on all 13 leads. You know, and if you don't take on all 13 leads, you're just paying for the leads, right? That you take on. So it's just that budget. So essentially I kind of like to explain it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had like a prepaid credit card at all or know how that works, but you know, essentially you pay $300 for the credit card, and then once you swipe your credit card, you pay that amount back into it to keep that $300 budget. It's kind of the same thing with Google Guaranteed. So it's just you swipe you have a bank amount of $1,800, and when you swipe it for that lead, then you pay back into that lead. Does that kind of make sense?
But here it says Google guaranteed monthly minimum.
Yes, so that's just the...
So that's why
I guess it's worded kind of weird, but it's the minimum monthly. So it's just for that month. So you have to... Okay. My brain is braining right now. So you have to keep that in there every month. You have to make sure that that amount is in there every month. But that doesn't mean you're spending that whole amount unless you use it all.
Hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
So meaning like unless I have 13 phone calls that are related to our business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's $140 a phone call, which, okay.
Mm-hmm. And
but
I mean,
if we don't get the 13 phone calls, sorry, I just want to, I'm just trying to figure this out. If we don't get 13 phone calls, that stays in our reserves.
Correct. That's right. So it would roll over into the next month, right? So if you took on one lead, you would pay that one lead and the remaining 12 would roll over. So you're not continuously paying just 13 on top of 13 on top of 13. It just keeps that amount of 13 qualified leads, and the amount you take on is the amount you pay.
And is that month to month?
So, yes. So Google Guaranteed works on a month-to-month basis. Yeah, so, I mean, I've heard of other lead generation services doing, like, every 2 weeks, but with us, it's every month. So if you took on two leads, then those two leads you would pay the following month. And if you took on four leads, then the four leads you'd pay the following month. And so on and so forth. So you're not paying every time you get a lead, you're just paying at the end of the month.
So if I get four leads, are you saying at the end of the day, the monthly charge would be, let's see, 145 times four, so we're looking at $580.
Correct. It sounds like you're doing better at math on top of your head. I would have to get out a calculator, but that sounds about right. I could do the exact math here. Hold on. I did have the lead cost. One second. Let me pull it specifically again what that lead cost is. So, it is, one second here. Okay. Okay, so, the lead cost is $144 even. So yeah, it would be for five leads, it'd be $720. Let's just say times four would be five. If you did four leads, it'd be $576.
So I mean, ultimately, we want the leads, right? I'm just trying to see. Would we cap it at the 1878? I'm just trying to see, like, what does this look like in real life?
So you can cap it at that. You can add to that, too, if you want. Like, you don't have to just keep it at the 13. That's just the minimum. If you want to do 40, then it'd be, you know, 5,760. If you wanted to do 20... then it would be $2,880. So it just is really dependent on how many you want beyond the 13. But if you want to just keep it at the 13, a lot of people start with that. They'll just start with the 13 for, like, the first few months. You know, see how amazing Google Guaranteed is. And then typically they add to that. I mean, you know, Foundation Pro jobs are not cheap. You know, so, I mean, I'm sure that even at $144 a lead, that's still, you're probably making well beyond a return on investment if you get that quality phone call, you know, where you're closing a deal, getting your foot in the door, you know, and then and being able to do that work. But I'm assuming that those jobs probably take a little bit of time as well. So, you know, it could be that 13 is really all you need. You know, I mean, even if you did four, that could be all you need. And you can turn on and off your leads. So you do have that option. So if you, you know, just took on one job and that was going to last you the entire month, then you can pause your leads And then the following month, you can turn them back on. So that's, you know, that's definitely always available to you. If you're blown out with work altogether, you know, just you can turn them off and until you're ready to turn them back on. So that's the other advantage I like a lot about Google Guaranteed is it's not a month in, month out sort of bill. It is just kind of the quality and what you're getting for it and, you know, what you want to pay for it. So, I mean, I can tell you, Lorraine, that I mean, people I know that are using Google Guaranteed, even friends of mine, have always told me that Google Guaranteed is the best thing they've ever had as far as a lead generation, as far as the quality of what they're getting from it. You know, and just the mere fact that people can see that you're licensed and insured. So you're not just some other random company there online. You know, you've actually been through a vetting process to be there. And you think about it, right? If I see somebody is licensed and insured and passed a background check to be on Google, if I'm just looking for the best price, that's not going to be the person I'm calling. You know, I'm going to assume that they're doing quality work and they, you know, probably pay, you know, are charged for quality work, you know. So, I mean, those people that are looking for the best price on Google are the people that are going to, like, you know, Angie, Yelp, the directory listings, anywhere below that. But, you know, somebody that is like, I need this quality work done on my home, you know, I want to pay for the best, are going to be going to Google Guaranteed because they can see that that person has been through that vetting process. And then they also have a $2,000 insurance policy. So when somebody chooses you, that person is given up to $2,000 of insurance, and Google is saying you're a trusted vetted company on top of that.
Okay. So the Google Guaranteed, I need to talk to the boss about that again. Because I like that, just don't have the budget for that.
I mean, look, if you don't have the budget for that, I completely understand. You know, like I said, the best bet beyond that is going to be to do the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads. Or we can do just the Google Ads or just the Facebook Ads. It's really just dependent on what you want. I mean, at the end of the day, Google Guaranteed is going to be the best, but if you want Google Ads, you know, absolutely. Any type of online marketing that you do for your company is going to be 100 times better than knocking on doors, you know, or even putting up billboards. You know, there's just more people looking online for the services that you're providing than, you know, looking in the newspaper. You know what I mean? So that's always going to be the best thing for you. And, I mean, you can just start, you know, with the Google Ads and Facebook Ads or, you know, both together and start generating some work from Google. And then maybe once your guys' budget gets a little bit more there, you can add Google Guaranteed later on. I mean, it's not like if you don't do it now, you can never do it. You know, you'll absolutely can do it in the future. But... you know, at least to just start getting your guys' name out there, we can just, you know, do Facebook or Google ad package right now and then do that later on.
So, okay. So, yeah, I get that the Google sponsor would be ideal, but I can't right now, but I would like to talk to the boss about it.
Okay.
One more time.
But, okay.
But I guess what... tier two, I guess, or what's the second best option?
Well, so that would be the Platinum Premier. I'm trying to find the emails that I sent you. Hold on. Here it is. So it would be the actually, I thought I sent it to you. Maybe I didn't, actually. Okay. Let me just send that over to you right now. One second. One second here. Okay. So. All right. Here we go. So, I'm sending this over to you right now. Let me know when you get that.
Okay.
Did it come through?
Oh, let me see. Mm. Did you send it to Shelby?
Well, that's, I only have a email for Shelby, so.
Oh, you, gotcha. Can you send it to info@leonconstruction.com?
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay, sending that over now.
No, nothing yet.
Sometimes when emails come from unfamiliar email addresses, it might go to your spam. I would just check that.
Yeah, just checked. Nothing yet.
Weird. Here, I'll try sending it again. One second.
info@leonconstruction.com.
Yeah. .com. Yeah, that's what I have here.
Come on.
Okay.
Huh.
Did nope. That come? No? It didn't come there?
Mm-mm.
Did you maybe try refreshing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It says it was sent just now.
Okay. Get out of here. Oh, there's something. Yeah, here we go.
Okay. So this is the... I don't know why it says Google guaranteed. I'm sorry, it shouldn't say that. It should say Google package at the top, but... this is everything that it includes. So, it's the, Google ad advertising, Bing. It does come with a fully 5-page, potentially more customized website, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smartphones. We do include the up to 60 directory listings, but we actually find that the most, effective ones are things like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB. Then of course there is the analytics system that's included with all of our packages. So it's the customized tracking and reporting system that you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. So that would be everything that would come with. Now, the best thing to do to add to this, to keep it in kind of that budget, would be just to add the, you know, $100 extra for the Facebook ads so that you can be getting mm-hmm. the most out of this. So it would be getting the Google ads and the Facebook ads. Any ad spend you do for your company is just really going to increase the, you know, the odds and chances of you getting that business coming in for what you're looking for as far as the type okay. of work. So
is this included, like, one of our issues and concerns is, you know, we're just not on the front page of Google. We're like, we really have to search hard for that. So is
yeah.
this going to help with that?
Yeah, yes. So the Google ad and Facebook ad package both include local SEO. So that would be for the first page of the map section of Google. The mm-hmm. Google ads will get you on the first page regardless. So it'll put you there on the first page and above the map section. And then the local SEO campaign will get you on that map section on the first page when people are searching for your keyword phrases.
Okay. Yeah. This definitely is doable.
Okay. And if you wanted to...
At the very least, I want to do this.
Okay. Okay. Well, and if you want to do the Facebook ads on top of the Google ad package, I'll just waive that setup fee for you. So it would be the $5.99 to get you started, and you don't have to worry about that setup fee. I mean, essentially, it's, you know, you're basically getting the same thing for the same price. I go ahead and do that for you. So do you want to get set up with that then?
So one more question is,
sure.
What do we, tell me about the website again.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I saw that you guys had a website. I know we talked about a lot of things the last time we talked. I couldn't quite remember if you guys wanted a new website or not, but we can definitely make you a very beautiful website. So our websites are amazing. We do fully optimized, managed, maintained. They're 100% Google compliant. You know, we'd be able to add a lot of different services or, you know, features to the website that you don't currently have on your website. So, you know, we can add bots to it, right? Like to make it so people can contact you quicker, you know, set up, you know, times for, to come out and give estimates. We can add, make it so people can pay you directly through your website. We can, you know, add, of course, a gallery. You know, what your services are, the basics, all of that, any reviews that you guys have, make it so people can leave reviews to any of your directory listings as well as to Google. So, I mean, we do pretty incredible websites. I can actually I can text you over an example of a website, but would you get the text message if I sent it to this number?
No. Let me give you my cell number.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
503-709-3180.
Okay. Here, I'll text that over to you right now. So, the text message that I'm sending, it's going to have a couple of different links on there. So, just... the one that I would suggest clicking on is the localsplash.com/electricians. It just gives you kind of an idea of what a customer website can look like, you know, and what it looks like, you know, on a tablet, on a computer, as well as on a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I really like our websites. We've done a lot of different things to add and create and, you know, even implementing AI in some places, you know, starting that, because AI is going to be everything. So, you know, I mean, whatever we can do, we're constantly updating and maximizing our services. But I would say in the last year, our websites have become probably one of the best things that we've created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all looks really good. I like the layout. It's simple but informative. Like, I don't need a ton of pages. Like, honestly, I'm fine with one page, but, you know, I know people, I don't know, people probably want more than that, but, yeah. So, how much does this cost?
So the website's included with the package. It doesn't cost you anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anything that I mentioned right now, and that if you want to do the Google ad and Facebook ad, anything I mentioned is included in that. So if anything was going to cost you extra, I would let you know. It would definitely stay that price as long as you're with us, unless, of course, you upgrade to Google Guaranteed or any, I mean, basically, if you do the Facebook and the Google ads together, then that's pretty much going to take care of everything for you on the internet except for Google Guaranteed. So it will be a pretty much all-in-one package just for that.
Okay. So let's say yes to this. I have the okay for that.
Okay.
sorry. Tell me, Google, let's say a Facebook ad. Like, what does that actually look like? Are you guys creating an ad and posting it on Facebook? Or, like, what do you mean?
That's a great question. So our Facebook ads, what we do is they're retargeted ads. So we launch a full Facebook ad campaign where basically if somebody searches for your services within your service area that you set, then Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and they'll run your ad through their newsfeed. So I'm sure you've seen it before on Facebook. I don't know if you've talked about shoes or searched for shoes and then seen an ad for it on your Facebook. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, totally. What was it yesterday? We mentioned like I was talking to somebody about a makeup product, and then an hour later it was. I'm like, dude, they're totally listening to us.
Yeah, they do. Yes, yeah.
okay.
So, yeah, that is how retargeted ads work. Is when it's being searched for within your service area, then it pops up on your ad or sometimes even talked about, but we don't talk about that part. so that is how those ads work. And, you know, and it's basically, you know, you're already having somebody that has some interest in something and then just putting it more in front of them to be able to make that decision. But our ads are customizable, and the reporting dashboard that you get, you'll be able to see the ad that's running. I mean, if you have any videos and stuff like that, you can add that. We don't actually create videos, but, you know, we will definitely add videos to your ad if that's something that you want to do. But, yeah, I mean, the Facebook ads, they do have a very high conversion across all industries. I mean, I like the Facebook ads a lot. You know, I think it just kind of gives people something when they're just sort of, you know, when they're scrolling and they see it and they're like, oh, yeah, I was just looking for this, you know. Let me go ahead and see what this is about. What this business is about. So
then the next question is, like, do I need to create that ad, or is it something that you guys do?
No, we create the ad. If you have obviously pictures, you want to send in stuff like that, then you can absolutely send that in, and we will attach that to the ad. Basically, we'll get just the information that you're wanting to be seen. So, you know, what kind of services you're wanting put on there. Your contact information, stuff like that. But we create the actual ad itself.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Then, yeah, let's go for it. What do you need from me?
So basically what I need is I just need to get some basics about the company. I'll set you up for a client interview. And then secure payment. So we'll go through all of that. now, are we putting the account under your name or Shelby's name? I mean, I can put authorized users on the account, but I need, like, a main contact person.
Okay, that would be me. That's me.
Okay. And it's Lorraine. I don't want to spell it wrong. Spell it for me.
L-O-R-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
Last name.
I was definitely going to spell it wrong. Okay, Leon. Okay, perfect. And then do you want to just use the info as the main email? Okay, perfect. And then, so do you want to have the 503-643 number be the contact number on the account, but keep your cell phone number on the account in case there's any text messages or anything that come through?
Yep.
Okay. And what is the best address for you?
So is this for the website or just our billing address?
So the business information address is right now, and then I can get the billing address in a minute.
Okay. So we use a P.O. box. What is it?
Okay. Well, so actually well, you guys already have a Google account, right? I need to pull it up again. Okay, you do. So it looks like on your Google account you have the 10940 Southwest Barnes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, just as far as Google goes, you can't use a P.O. box. I'm sure you kind of figured that out when you made this. So we can put the P.O. box. Management might get a little bit upset about that, even though you have an account already. But I can tell you, even if we use the 10940, we don't have to show your address anywhere online.
Okay, so that's the thing, because it's like, it's my parents' house, is different okay. from where our shop is, but, so that's, yeah, because I had issues with Google, and that's why we got the P.O. box, so we could put an address on there, and then that was helpful when we did that. So, I mean, for billing, I'm happy to give you our office, I just don't want our office posted. So when you Google our address, yeah, like you said, it's the Barnes Road.
Oh, so that is the P.O. box? Is the Barnes Road one?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have like a UPS address?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have a UPS P.O. box, and I know they give out like actual addresses. So it makes it more convenient than like a P.O. box, you know, number and then zip code. Because Google has a problem with that. So, I'll do the, so the 10094, I'll just put that there right now, you know, and if they say anything, I'll just let them know what's going on, but that should be totally fine. So I'm just going to get some basics here about the company, Lorraine. Now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional, but what are your hours of operation? Is it going to be the same here, the 8 to 4, Monday through Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then now I do know you guys have licensing and insurance. Now, I don't really see kind of a logo. Do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one? Oh, you do have a logo.
We have one.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. You said it's on your trucks, so... okay, perfect. So, okay, and then,
this last week, but just to confirm, like, you guys can use our website, like, our address.
The domain name.
Right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, yes, the domain.
Mm-hmm. We can absolutely use that, but you guys own it, right? I believe you had told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. As long as you own it, we can use it if you have the login credentials for it and all of that. So, so would you at all be interested in a call tracking number? I mean, I know you guys are a pretty established business, so you may not want this, but if basically what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed mm-hmm. to your personal line. So it basically is a great way to kind of track the calls directly coming from Google. It also, you can add things like a greeting to it that kind of makes the business feel a little bit more established, even though it is very established. But, you know, just like things like if somebody calls, they can say, you know, you've reached M. Leon Construction. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. You know, so... that is an option. The call tracking number itself is included. Now, the greeting does cost $19. It's a one-time fee. I don't set that up with you. You would do that in your client interview if you were interested, but the call tracking number itself is included.
Yeah. I don't know if we need any of that.
Okay.
The call tracking, like, do you guys record? I know we talked about it last week, but on this one... Do you record the conversation?
No. It helps to just track directly what's coming from Google. That's pretty much the point of it. The greeting helps to kind of deter or eliminate any type of, you know, other marketing callers, any type of spam callers, anything like that. You know, and it just kind of gives your company just more of that, like, established sort of business feel. You can also add more than one line to it. So, you know, if you wanted to add Shelby and your number, you know, if somebody was out for the day or whatever it may be, you can add, you know, whoever's number is available, stuff like that. So it's just kind of a nice tool, you know.
I mean, we have a greeting that I like. So
okay.
If we could just direct it to that to the phone number and to the greeting, you know, I think that would be just fine.
Okay, well, if you guys already have a greeting, then you wouldn't need this at all, unless you just wanted to track the calls directly coming from Google.
Well, I guess, can you do both? Like, I do want to track the calls from Google, but I don't need to change the greeting.
The greeting. Yeah, no, absolutely. We can totally do that. And it does come with an app as well, so... you know, that's another nice thing about it, that you can kind of see everything coming in directly there on the app as well. So,
okay.
And I'm sorry, you were going to ask something.
Yeah, so when people are calling, are they going to call our main number then, or is this a different that'll be posted?
Yes, so a call tracking number would be essentially it's a different number that's listed online, but the calls are, they're all directed to the line that you want. On the call tracking number.
Then maybe we don't, because I don't want to confuse people. The number,
totally
like,
fine.
We're within the community, and our number's over 40 years old.
That makes sense. That's why I asked. I mean, I figured because you guys have been around so long, you might not want it, but, you know, just figured I'd let you know. So, now, did you have a Facebook business profile? I'm sorry, I can't remember if you had one yet.
No, we don't.
Okay, well, go ahead and...
I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and add that for you, or make that for you guys. And then, now, well, so we're putting both Shelby and... Do you want anybody else as an authorized user on the account?
No. Just the two of us.
Okay.
Now, you know, with the Facebook thing, I know Shelby created something, but I don't know where it is, what it is, or anything. So maybe we do need to circle back and see. I don't know.
Well, that's totally fine. I mean, if here, I'll just check real quick and see if I can find one. One second. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Is your I think I did find it. Your logo, it's like a lion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I did find that here. Okay, got it. All right, and then now, okay, got everything here that I need from you, Lorraine. Now, I just want to go ahead and schedule your client interview. Now, the client interview, since it's, well, everything's booked out for later today, so do you have any time tomorrow that you can do it? It's about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Yes. Tomorrow is good, anytime, noon or after.
Okay, I can do 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, or 2 to 3.
1 to 2.
Okay, perfect. So, and when they call, they will be calling from the 877 number that I gave you guys that you called, or Shelby called me back on. I suggest it's best to save that in your phone. I don't know if this phone you're on right now, if you're able to save numbers in it. But, you know, it's just always good to know when they're calling. Your account management team will always call you from that line. It's the 877-635-6225. Okay, perfect.
Okay. We're going to have Google interview or local flash interview. What do I call it?
Yeah, local splash.
Okay, Thursday. I'm just putting it on my calendar. Thursday, 1 to 2. Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, I got everything I need here. Now, so I have everything all set up for you. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4246. Mm-hmm. 3152. 8527. 3544.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1227.
And then the security code?
596.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $599. That's the Google ad package with the $100 Facebook ads. I'm going to go ahead and read to you what's called a Google, read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, Lorraine, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, wait, so your billing address is different. Didn't get that.
Yes.
What is the billing address?
315 mm-hmm. Northwest 107th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97229.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So now it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
M. Leon Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Lorraine Leon, office and operations manager.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Lorraine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account, so if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just go ahead and ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Pet's name.
Okay. And what was that?
Bailey.
Bailey. Oh, I have a friend with a daughter named that. Lorraine, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Sure.
So basically what that means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know so we know it's not in conflict with something we're already doing with you. Okay?
Okay.
So now, Lorraine, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 4th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $599. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 4th of the month in the amount of $599. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to at least give it 2 months to bring the full program to fruition and making sure you get those full results within that 30 to 45 days. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. But what is the client support number? Just so I have it.
It's the 877 number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just that number. So that's all done. So it's telling me that it's declining. Are you by any chance getting like a text message that's asking you if I can run it?
Oh, let me check.
Okay, maybe I have the address wrong then. It's 315 Northwest, 117?
Mm-hmm. No, 107.
Oh, 107.
107th Avenue, Portland.
Okay, let me try that. I might just have to repeat the card information. I'm sorry. Just make sure I have it right. One second. Okay. But you said the three-digit code is 576, right?
No, 596.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic. That's probably what the real problem was. okay.
No, that's right.
All right, perfect. Okay. Okay, that worked. It was probably just that part that was the problem. So perfect. So now the last thing that I need from you before your client interview. Now, you will receive a text message. It should come through right now. It's going to say, Lorraine, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Yep, I got it.
Okay. So if you could do me a favor and open up that message, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is just everything that we discussed in writing. So if you want to go ahead and take a look, it's going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the My Site Custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. The only things not included are going to be the Google Guaranteed and Google Workspace, which are things you can absolutely upgrade to if you'd like. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, just at the bottom there, it'll say, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. If you could click that white box, and then in the orange box, type out your name, and when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a username and login?
Not yet.
Oh.
Picture does not match. Oh, shoot, my name's spelled wrong.
Oh, okay, let me change that. I'm so sorry.
A-I-N-E.
A-I-N-E, okay. Changing that. L-O-R-A-I-N-E. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to resend it to you right now. One second.
I have to leave in 10 minutes for a 10:30 appointment, but I feel like we're almost done, you think?
Yeah, this is just the last thing that I need from you. Okay. One second.